Good morning to everyone. Glad you could join me today. Good morning, everyone. Glad you could say be a blessing to you, that it advanced you into your maturity and growth in the Lord, and that today we're talking about Titus 2, women creation roles. What were we created for? And we're going to walk in what God called us to walk in. We're caring about what the world say, what the world think, and how the world measures successful. You will burn yourself out. You will always be trying to do work and do things to make people put you on a pedestal, to make people praise you, to look like you're successful on Facebook, Instagram. Why would you as a woman of God want that for your life? That is the world's standard. That is the world's view. I could care less what the world think about me. But what we should care about, women of God, is if you are a Christian woman of God, we should care about what does God's word say about us. So we're going to get started this morning. And of course, we're going to come from Titus chapter 2, ladies. And people are always talking about being that Proverbs woman. But we're going to talk about that Titus 2 woman, because that Titus 2 woman is very important, and we're not playing with that Proverbs woman. As a matter of fact, all of God's word tells us as women of God what we are to live like, what we are to look like, what we are to present as an ambassador of Christ. Not about what the world thinks, but how do we look in the sight of God. So we're going to get started this morning. I thank you all for this coming on the panel, my callers this morning, and I'm going to go through. And then at the end, I'm going to give you a chance to ask questions or make comments. Okay? Father God, we ask you to lead us and guide us this morning. We ask that you speak through me, your servant God, that you help me, Father God, that I don't just preach to others, but I live by example, God, that I be the woman of God. You called me to be the wife and the mother, the woman that you created LaShonda Williams to be, that a lost, dying world can see Christ living inside of me, not just what I say, but God, by living by an example. I thank you, I praise you, and I magnify you, and I glorify you, and I bind any spirit today, Jezebel, witch, any spirit today that try to come against me, that try to come against this uplink, I bind it right now. The blood of Jesus is against you, Jazzy. The blood of Jesus is against you, every witch, every warlock, every principality. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Father, unstop their ears that the women of God can hear what your spirit is saying to the body of Christ today. Hallelujah. Don't just let them be hearers, God, but let them be doers of your word. Titus chapter 2. Go along with me, ladies. Get your Bible, get your concordance, get your pencil, get your bottle of water as I did this morning, and go ahead if you drink some tea or coffee. Got my hot tea because my throat kind of been acting up this past, just getting over a sinus infection. Thank God, just getting over it. So we going to go. Titus chapter 2, verse 3, the aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Let's read that again. Get this in your spirit, ladies. The aged, the matured women, likewise, that they be in behavior, that they be. What are you doing? What are you speaking? How are you living? That they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Holiness is a lifestyle. It's not a long dress, no makeup, no jewelry. It's a lifestyle. Holiness. Holy and acceptable unto God. Holiness. Not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Women, we got to be teachers of good things, but we got to be the woman that's doing the good things. Because if you're trying to teach some woman to do a good thing and you're not a partaker of doing those good things, then you become hypocritical. So he said, become, teach them. So you younger ladies, and some of your older ones, maybe old in age, but you're immature immature in your mindset. You're immature in your spirit. You have not matured to the level in your mindset and in your spirit to be able to help teach and train some other young women coming into the body of Christ. You can't try to blend in with the world and do what the world is doing, dress like the world, talk like the world, act like the world. Want people to praise you and lift you up like the world. If you are a teacher of good things, and I like to say good things is what? The good word, the godly thing, the word of God. It says here, behavior means the way in which one acts or conducts oneself, especially toward others. The aged women, likewise, that they be in the way they act, their conduct of themselves, and especially toward the way that they treat others. How are you treating others, women of God, that you say you are? Oh, this is going to get really deep by the time I finish. Verse 4 says that they may teach the young women to be sober. The problem is you young women don't want nobody to teach you nothing. You think you already know. You think you already got it together. And the first time some matured woman of God try to pull you to the side and tell you a little something to try to help you out with your husband or try to help you out with your children because you think you know what you're doing and you really don't. You really don't know. You don't know how to keep a house. Your house is nasty. You don't know how to cook a decent meal. All your family get is hot dogs, pizzas, and chips. You're lazy. All you want to do is do your hair and spend your money on weave and nails. And your house is filthy and nasty. And your husband can't get a decent night of sex or a decent meal. And you think you got it going on. You don't know. Young lady, you need the older ladies to teach you, to train you, that they may teach the young women to be sober. What does it mean to be sober? It doesn't necessarily mean you smoking weed or you drinking, that you drunken. No, you need to be sober-minded. Sober. Sober means clear-headed. You need to be clear-headed. But when you have a baby, when you're juggling all different types of things in this world and in this life, you can get where your mind is bogged down with so many different things, and you're running here, you're running there. The world tells you you got to get yours, you got to go do this, you got to do that. And here it is, you having babies, and you're trying to work a full-time job, you're trying to run businesses, you're trying to go here and do stuff at the quote-unquote church and the ministry, and your marriage is a mess, and your home is a mess. And you say, well, God won't put more on you than you can bear. No, you put that on yourself because your home is your first ministry. Your home is your first priority. Everything else is going to have to wait. And you are God told you lie if your house is out of order and you are wore out and tired. Talking about you going to preach to the nations and your husband can't even stand you. Your husband, you ain't even hardly at home talking about you going to preach to the nations. And you got little children at home that the teachers and the daycares are training and teaching your children because they spend more time with your child that you birthed into this world than you did. Girl, I'm just so wore out. I'm doing this for the church. I'm doing that. Did God tell you to do that? No, but you want people to put you on Facebook and say you say, oh, this is a powerful woman. It's a powerful woman of God, and she can't even go in there and fix an egg and a little turkey sausage for her family. She can't even go in there and wash clothes without fading them because she don't know how to do laundry, and her house is filthy and nasty, and the bathroom got dirt up on the floor like I don't know what, and the toilets is nasty. And the husband come home from work, and if she worked, yeah, she put 100% into her job, but then get home, and the home is going lack. And guess what? You out of your creation role. That's not what you were created for. You putting that on yourself. It says here that they may teach the young women to be sober-minded, clear-headed, where you can think, where you can hear from God, to love their husbands, to love their children. Listen to me, women. To love their husbands, to love their children. You can't love your husband when you're putting talking about, I got to go preach over here. The pastor asked me to do this, and the pastor asked me to do that. Pastor, you got to ask somebody else because I love my husband, and my husband comes first, and my husband, and I have plans, and I'm going to be with my husband. We got to understand. You trying to make you caring about what people think of you and what people say about you when God has created you for this. We're going to skip down and go over to Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And I like the New International Version, the way that it said it. Because, see, we got too many women on Facebook and social media taking selfies all day. Where do you have time to spend with your children? Where do you have time to go in there and clean your house up and cook your family a nice, nutritious meal? Why you trying to go out there and get yours? God called that man. He said, man, you go out and you provide and take care of your family. Women, we've been to talk about your creation role. You done overstepped your boundaries and calling it in the name of Jesus. Jesus, another, look up 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. You serving another Jesus and another gospel, and therefore you have taken on another spirit. That's not the spirit of the real Jesus of the Bible. When he created you for a purpose, and this is what you were created for. Let's look at Genesis 2:18. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. Did you hear what he said? It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. I like that, suitable. That's in the New International Version, Genesis 2:18. What are you saying, Shonda? Suitable, right or appropriate for a particular person, a purpose or situation. Acceptable, you fit. Look this up on, look it up in your dictionary. I liked it because it said, I will make a help meet suitable, right or appropriate. A particular person or purpose or situation. Acceptable. This is acceptable to God. Male and female. Make it fit. So women, here I go right here. So you were created for that man, right? So therefore, for you to say, as the world say, I don't need no man. Because you choose to go out there and fornicate and get you some guy that God didn't give to you, and he break you down, bust you up, and you say, I don't need no man because of what some other man did to me. Well, guess what? We just read that God said you were made to be a helper to the man, and that he said that you were acceptable and you were a fit. So your little AA batteries that you buying for your little pink friend named Petey, your body parts weren't made. That don't fit. Petey wasn't made for that body part. All the AA batteries in the world is going against the natural use and against your creation role. You were given a body part. Your vagina was made to fit for the penis. It wasn't made to fit for no AA batteries and no sex toys. It wasn't made to fit for your fingers and masturbation. So guess what? If you still, God made you and created you, you having those urges, you getting hot at night, you were created for a man. You were fit. Hey, glory to God. But the world tells you, you don't need a man. Girl, go out here and work, get yours. And the children are uncovered. You wouldn't want to cover no children. You didn't want to love your children. And see, what is it, son? I said, Lord, I thank you for delivering LaShonda, because why is it so bad? Everything God made, the enemy makes it look like a burden. What's so wrong with if I'm a housewife and I'm at home and I enjoy baking cookies and brownies for my children? If I enjoy being at home and cleaning up my house and putting on my word and my worship music and praise God as I clean and as I cook, and when my man get home, hallelujah, that he can sit down and enjoy a nice meal in a clean house. What is so wrong with that? But society, the world make it look like if you ain't out and you ain't making no money and you ain't doing this, ain't nothing wrong if you can go out, if you go out and do those things. But when you start putting those things over your home, you weren't created for that. And now you put too much on yourself in the name of what you call Jesus. And God don't go against his word. You wasn't created for it. So your body going to begin to break down. You're going to murmur. You're going to complain. Then you say, well, you know what? What if Mary was like us? Here I am, done almost. I've given birth to 4 children and only have 1 living, and I could have set up an infection and died with the baby. But I still tell people, if God see fit to bless me with another baby, he will. I'm not on birth control trying to keep from getting pregnant as a married woman. And then when I get blood clots and everything else with the side effects from the birth control, because I tried to control that I don't want to have any more children. When God said, be fruitful and multiply, let's go here. Don't come to me talking about pray for me when you decide to take the birth control, blood clots, lung disorders, all type of things. That ain't the devil. You chose to put that in your body to stop from getting pregnant. Now, did I say it's a sin to take birth control? I did not say that. I simply said, when you make the choice, because God give us free will, to put that in your body, I trusted God to say, Lord, whatever your will is. I ain't taking birth control. I gave birth over 12, 13 years ago, and I still haven't gotten pregnant. Because why? I trust God. I put my faith in God. I'm dealing with enough stuff coming against the enemy, against my body. I sure ain't trying to take no birth control to keep from getting pregnant. What if Mary said, no, God, I'm a virgin. I want to get married one day. I ain't having no children. I don't want to have no children. This is going to stop up my plan. Children, hard-headed children. This. No, she didn't talk back. She was obedient. And that's the same way. What if God look at you? I'm 40, finna be 42 this year. And he say, I want a Samuel to come through you. Yes, Lord, send your Samuel through me. Hallelujah. This is what I was created for. You told me to be fruitful and multiply. I dare not try to stop the work of God. I dare not try to look at the world and say, girl, I got to go get man. Hallelujah. I ain't got time to be trying to change no diapers and feed no baby. I got to go out here and work and make money. I got to be able to buy the weave and to get my nails done and look like somebody on Facebook when my house is a mess. My marriage is a mess. The devil is a liar. When you stay in your creation world, God will bless you financially. God will open doors for you that no man can shut. Hallelujah. It is what it is. It is what it is. That goes back, and see, I'm not going to have time to finish this whole thing up, but I will have a part two. May not get to it tomorrow, but I will get to the part two because this is some things we need to discuss. That goes back to Titus 2, verse 4, when it says that they may teach the young women to be sober. Women, if you ain't delivered, I don't care if you're 40, 50, and 60. You can't teach no younger women because you'll be trying to tell them, girl, don't you have no more children. You don't need no more children. I'm not going to come to you and tell you that. Even if you're mad and your husband's the way he is, I'm going to tell you, well, girl, you having sex with your husband. That's what God told you to do. If you pray and ask God to keep you and let his will be done, I'm a living witness of 13 years, he will do that. I'm not going to tell you, girl, go get on birth control because he ain't acting right and you better not get pregnant. Who am I to tell you what to do with your body according to the word of God? Because then when you take them birth control and then you start having bad side effects and almost can die from taking birth control to stop what God told you to do, then who's going to be that same woman that gave you that same advice going to be right there with you? We better be careful with what we're teaching these other people. And we better be living the life, and we better be walking by faith and trusting God. I'm telling you what the Bible says. I hear what LaShonda said, but that's the problem. LaShonda read to you the scriptures. LaShonda didn't tell you her opinion. That's the problem. I heard what LaShonda, now you heard, should have heard what this Bible said. If you got your Bible, you're reading it right along with me. I didn't write this, but I'm teaching it. Oh, glory to God. We're not going to have time to finish all of this, but I want to just let you know. Suitable, right, or appropriate for a particular person, purpose, or situation. Acceptable and fit. You up on social media taking pictures on Facebook and your baby in the background crying. Your baby in the background sick with temp, crying for attention, and you on there taking selfies. Sit down somewhere. Sit down somewhere. This is sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is what? Teaching. And the Bible talks about in the last days there's going to be many that's going to receive teaching of devils. Whatever the world telling you, girl, go get yours, go do this. You a woman to shine. You shine by doing what God told you to do and being who God created you to be. You shine by doing what? The good work, the godly work. You shine by being a woman of holiness. And now I don't put no man, no woman, nobody over my home. Nobody over my husband. Nobody over my children. This is my first ministry. And it's not going to go lacking. And I'm not trying to get mine. I'm being obedient to the word of God. And he going to bless me whatever he has for me. 1 Timothy 5:13 says, and if they are on the list, they will learn to be lazy and will spend their time gossiping from house to house. This is 1 Timothy 5:13, New Living Translation. I like it the way it says. Meddling in other people's business and talking about things they shouldn't. Get off of Facebook telling all your business, telling all your children's business. Woman, telling your husband business, what he doing and ain't doing. That's nobody else's business. Get off them. Go in your closet and pray. Pray for your children while they're asleep. Pray for your spouse while they're out working or while they're wherever. You don't take it to social media and take it to other people and bring them into your business and your home. And if they are on the list, they will learn to be lazy. You're sorry, woman. Your parents lazy. Get up. Clean that house up. Take them children some baths. Feed them children some nutritious meals. Get off of social media. Pray for your husband. That's going to conclude where I want to go. When we start back, we'll start at verse 5 because I have a lot to say about that. A lot to say about it. So, ladies, I pray I said something that blessed you all today. I see I have some callers on today. Do any of you all callers have anything that you would like to say or any questions that you would like to ask before we end? And I thank you all for getting on. All right, callers, you're on air. You can speak if you would like. Okay, I guess I don't have anyone that would like to ask a question or like to speak. So I would just like to say that I thank you all for getting on. I pray that I shared some words that will make you not want to be that 1 Timothy 5:13 woman, but make you want to be that Titus 2 woman, what you were created for, and that you won't find yourself trying to chase after the trends of the world and the things of the world, and that you will stop letting people make you feel guilty or bad because you're staying in your creative role, because you are. I love being a housewife. I love taking care of my daughter and my husband. And when I went to the doctor the last time, my blood pressure was actually low, 119/78. And that is the regular temperature, 120/80. So I am praising God right now. I'm not stressed. I'm not bothered with nothing. I'm able to keep my house clean. I'm able to cook. I'm able to relax. I'm able to chill. Because why? I'm not on social media trying to pump myself up. I don't need nobody else to tell me, you powerful woman of God, powerful for what? Preach the house down, but you can't even fry an egg. Preach the house down, but your children, ask your children how's your relationship with them. When the last time you spent time with your daughter or your son, sitting down just actually carrying on a conversation with them, actually took them out to the movie or took them out to eat and just sat down and listened to them. When was the last time? Because it become a generational curse because your parents didn't do it with you or because you was arrested in your development and you didn't get delivered. Then you birthed a child into this world and that child got to suffer because mama's still arrested. Mama's still crying about what they did to her. Mama's still crying about how they treated her. Get over it, women. Get delivered so we can help our children. More to being a mother than just saying, well, I buy you clothes and I put shoes on your feet and I buy your clothes. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what the father is supposed to do in the natural. But you are to train and teach your daughter how to be young ladies. Be an example in front of them. Walk in holiness and purity in front of them. Get off of Facebook showing all your breath and your stuff out. Want somebody to talk about how fine you are when you got children back there. Got all your stuff out on social media and your children and your grandchildren, ladies, on Facebook saying grandmama's breasts out. Your brothers on Facebook saying their sister's breasts out. Oh, it's time to come on up. You were created to worship God. You were created to be an ambassador and walk in. You were created to be a helper to the man, not to an AA battery sex toy, not to a masturbation of your fingers, but to be a suitable helper, a fit to complement the parts that God gave him and the parts God gave you. So I was created to worship and praise God. How do I bring hope? How do I bring glory to such righteous God? By being the woman of God he created me to be. And by being the wife and the mother that God created me to be. I love you all. May the Lord continue to bless you. Let's don't be a woman trying to get out there and get ours. Get in your house and get yours. And bless the name of God. I love you all, and you all be blessed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Each and every person under the sound of my voice, God, I pray that something sunk into their spirit, that they would rise up and be the women that they were created to be. Father God, the wives and the mothers and the ambassadors for Christ that you have called and chosen for us to be. Father God, we love you today. We praise you and we magnify you. And through this Titus II Women Creation Roles teaching, you be glorified in Jesus' name. Love you all, and you all be blessed until the next part.